Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 52. 52 episodes. And, you know, I don't usually go nuts with, numbers. And I try not to, fucking do like little specials or like whatever, or fucking whatever, pat myself on the back too much. Although I am pretty awesome. I mean, let's be honest here. Yeah, 52 episodes, and that's a special number. You know why? I'll tell you right now. I did some calculations. I contacted a few, very intelligent people, more than myself. You know, yeah, people I know. I got some contacts in the math and the science fields, top men, and they got back to me, and from what I understand, after we ran the numbers and had a couple meetings, is they tell me there's 52 weeks in a year. So I sat there, I got like a beautiful mind type fucking whiteboard up and fucking red yarn everywhere, and I'm just gonna go on a limb here and say this is the 1 year anniversary of the Grunt Free Press Podcast, because done this every week without fail, no matter what, even when I had nothing to say, like this week. I didn't make a big deal about hitting episode 10 or 25 or even 50, but let's just acknowledge the fact that this freight train's been a rolling for a solid year, and I'm pretty sure I didn't miss a single week. If I did, I don't know, I blocked it out and don't remember it. And we're not going to count the one where I was fucking trashed as being missed. I still made that one, it was terrible, it was awful, but it was still there. It's a well-oiled machine to get going here at this point. I'm not going to really make a big fucking deal out of it and be an asshole more than usual, but I was thinking about going back and making like a best of, like, edit, you know what I mean? Just going back through, all the episodes and just fucking like, oh, here's something dumb I said and fucking like whatever. And, take this little clip of me saying something fucking retarded and fucking just string them all together for like, whatever. I don't know. I could make like half an episode out of that, I guess. I thought about that for a while, then I'm fucking like, that's way too much fucking work, and that's not what I'm about. It's not what this podcast is about. It's not what I want you to be about. It seems like a kind of like fucking self-masturbatory kind of fucking thing. Like, oh, wasn't this so funny here? And I don't know, wasn't this fucking really insightful and fucking whatever. It was just one of those things. Like, you fucking other podcast or like whatever, I listen to, you hear that shit and fucking like, people made this for you and people made that for you, and the key word is, fucking, something that, if somebody else made it for me, it'd be like, yeah, great, like fucking whatever, for it, like, I don't know, people actually listen to this or something, which is fucking, I have the numbers, and I know, hey to you one guy in like China and you one guy in Alabama, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting a year later. It's like, send your emails to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and fucking, I'm still waiting for my first legitimate fucking one. So I'm not going to, I understand it's too much to ask, but whatever. I wasn't holding my breath for that. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, by the way. I don't know if I ever mentioned that before, but I'll just do it right here. Just to be safe, I don't advertise it enough. So instead, I thought I'd just fucking, I get all the shit I do is fucking write everything down in a notebook. I'm pretty old school. I don't have fucking, like, whatever. I don't use my fucking phone, or I don't have a fucking other tab or another monitor open with, like, my notes. I'm not fucking doing it that way. I just write everything down in a fucking notebook. I just think it's easier just to, whatever, flip through and write down in a second instead of fucking opening like a program and doing that. And fucking, I gotta grab this. It's fucking, I always have a fucking notebook and fucking jot something down in a second. Hope I can read it later. So I was thinking about, I still have like fucking whatever, just a full notebook and, one full notebook and then another like half one of just all, notes I made from the past year to put this shitty show together. So I was thinking of just going through those and just, you know, flipping through them. Maybe even just do like a random, like, this, I'll fucking talk about this for a second and fucking, you know, do a little reflection and think about that. But still, it seemed like a lot of work, and it probably wouldn't be great for a fucking show of me just like flipping through fucking pages and just, you know, sitting there for a fucking minute and being like, that wasn't, I don't know, whatever. And just, I don't know, too much work, too fucking messy. I wasn't going to do that. So I wanted to do something though. Again, a year, it's a big deal, a fucking one full year. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to reflect and, you know, meditate and just contemplate on the highlights, you know, of the past year, from, you know, the best parts of the podcast, I think the most memorable ones. Obviously, so I'm going to go from my memory of what they were. You know, I can't really give you specific episode numbers or, you know, this fucking timestamp, anything like that. I'm just going to go from my head. And then while I'm doing that, I'm just going to ask you to do the same thing and just, again, if you're a long-time listener, you know, you can do that. If not, I mean, maybe just pause this and go back to some older episodes, listen to them. Or if this is your first one, I mean, you don't get much to go by, just the past, like, 5 minutes or so of this episode. So you have to stretch it out and fucking, you know, you're on your own there. So let's see, let's just do that. Let's just take a minute and just meditate about the past year, the Grunt Free Press podcast. So let's see here. What do we got? Yeah, that was a pretty good moment. That one too, yeah, that was remarkable, at least. That could have gone better, but, you know, for such an early episode, it was pretty much all I could do at that point. That's embarrassing. I probably shouldn't have done that. I mean, that's pretty bad. Oh man, that was fucking classic. That was a classic one. Jesus. Oh, man, I didn't get arrested for that. I don't know. Let's just not even talk about that ever again. I apologize. Okay, and I think that catches us up to today, to episode 52. You know, if it was a playing card, I'd be like, I don't know, the four clubs or something. Fucking, I don't know. The ace of spades. All right, so let's go. Fuck it. Sorry about that. Talk about video games. Space Hulk. Talk about Space Hulk. Talked about it last week. It's the whatever Warhammer, whatever the fuck it is. 40K. I don't know. Not really a big fucking Warhammer guy. I know those like two types of Warhammer like universes, like the fantasy one and like the fucking like future like. Space one. I don't know which is. I think 40K is like the space one. So that's where Space Hulk takes place. And keep playing that again. It's just a fucking like a based off a board game. It's kind of like a turn based strategy. Really, really indoor. Fucking, you know, you control these big dudes called fucking Terminators, and they fucking go into interiors of ships, and it's kind of like aliens and whatever. See last episode, I guess. I mean, you probably thought about that during the reflection period at the beginning. So I finished one of the campaigns. I actually ended up buying the other, like the DLC or whatever was still on sale. They were only like whatever, a couple bucks or something. So I ended up getting everything for the game. It was like, so that you had six full campaigns. Ended up beating one of them. And, yeah, so it was like, ah, cool. So five more left. But, you know, I'm playing on easy because, again, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing or how the game played or any of that shit, or like, you know, I didn't know like the rules for the game. And it was a board game, like what I understand it's a board, you know, board game in quotes. I mean, it's not like a fucking Monopoly or something, the fucking Space Hulk game. It's pretty much how the game is. I mean, you're controlling these guys. I think one guy, like one person, it's almost like a role-playing, more of a role-playing game, but on like an actual board with fucking like you're moving the pieces or whatever. Pretty much exactly like the fucking video game, whatever. But I didn't know fucking what was going on. I know, again, I don't know anything about fucking Warhammer, and I mean, it's, I still don't know what the fuck, you know, I don't know what a fucking Space Hulk is, and I've been playing the, you know, playing the game for like whatever 20 hours. I'm like, I still don't know what the fuck a Space Hulk is, but whatever. I think Space Hulk's, I think that's when they sent the fucking, the Hulk to that planet, and he came back to Earth and had a kid or something. They fucked shit up and, like, you know, destroyed fucking cities and shit. I think that's like Space Hulk. Was that that comic book line? I don't know. Speaking of superheroes, I finally watched fucking Deadpool after hearing about for like a fucking whatever, like 2 weeks. It's all anybody fucking talked about. Oh, Deadpool. Deadpool's so fucking funny, and fucking, you know, Ryan Reynolds is a fucking hero for, you know, making the movie, and fucking, oh, this could be the start of like the hard fucking rated R fucking bloody violent like mature fucking superhero movies. And again, nobody would shut the fuck up about it for like 2 weeks, and it was out. And then you never heard about it again. You see it in fucking like whatever, like Redbox and shit. But I bought it when it came out, and like fucking whatever, you know, digital fucking, you know, VOD or whatever. I was like, ah, fuck it. Everyone's talking about this. I didn't want to go to the fucking movies to see it, because going to the fucking movies to see it, see a fucking comedy, I think, is like the worst thing in the fucking world. I can't stand doing that, because, yeah, I mean, you get fucking the crowds of people who go to see, you know, the people who go to see fucking comedies in fucking movie theaters, I usually can't fucking stand. They're all usually fucking loud fucking idiots, you know what I mean? And fucking, you know, then you get fucking people like just, you know, laughing at every fucking joke that's not even funny, and just like whatever. You usually miss fucking jokes, and just like the timing's off because you're just fucking, oh, I couldn't hear that because, you know, people are laughing at something really dumb. I hate fucking seeing comedies in fucking movie theaters. But anyway, fucking, yeah, so I ended up seeing Deadpool. Everyone fucking thought it was amazing, and I mean, I didn't think it was that good. I think I laughed maybe like fucking twice, and during the whole, like, legitimately fucking laughed, like, ah, that was like really funny, like maybe like twice for the whole movie. And, you know, fucking about half of it I was just completely bored. You know, all the fucking references and the meta comedy and the cheesy jokes and shit. I mean, I know Deadpool from like comics and like whatever. And it's like, I know that's what Deadpool is, but what he's about. But it's just like, eh, I don't know. It's fucking like not my thing. Like, again, it's like fucking one of those things. Like, ah, oh, Deadpool. You read like fucking one or two Deadpool fucking comics, you're like, ah, this is, you know, pretty funny and it's different. And then like you keep reading them, and it's like, yeah, it's just kind of the same shit. And it gets old. I mean, kind of how the movie is. It's like fucking like, yeah, I get that it's fucking like meta and like referential and fucking like whatever. And, yeah, but, then a lot of the jokes, I didn't think were that fucking that good. And then, again, I kept hearing, like, oh, it's just fucking so violent, and fucking the humor is, like, so dark, and, like, you know, outlandish, and fucking, like, whatever, and then you watch it, and I'm like, eh, it's not fucking, like, crazy bloody. It just feels like it's, like, one step over, like, PG, it's like a hard PG-13, you know what I mean? It's not, like, fucking, like, shocking. It's not like, oh, holy shit, that was, like, a gory, and, like, oh, I can't believe they fucking did that. Nothing like that. It's just fucking, like, it just feels like a fucking, like, like an unrated cut of like a, you know what I mean, of a fucking like superhero movie, like the fucking whatever R-rated, like Wolverine, like the Wolverine, like that was a pretty good fucking movie, like that was fucking, I think that was like darker and fucking gorier, like whatever, than Deadpool, or like Daredevil, like that's more fucking, Daredevil's more, I think fucking like it's harder and fucking steps over the line more than fucking, way more than fucking Deadpool, especially this last season with fucking the Punisher and shit. Like, that was way, way more over the top than fucking Deadpool. I mean, that's on fucking, like, Netflix, you know? I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't impressed with it. Again, maybe it was just fucking hyped up a little bit too much, like, whatever, and fucking, I don't know. Wasn't big on it. I was like, eh, I don't know. Something maybe watch on, like, fucking, like, Netflix or something. I don't know. I wouldn't. That's about it. Anyway, off to a good start, staying on track with fucking video games. So Space Hulk. By the time I get to the end of that campaign, I was getting a pretty good grasp on how the game flows, and, you know, it's not nearly as difficult or as punishing as I thought it was going to be. And again, my barometer is fucking, you know, I think like turn-based strategy game, and just every time I'm like, oh, it's a turn-based strategy game, I'm just thinking like, oh, it's you know, my baseline's like XCOM, so I'm thinking like, you know, permadeath and just fucking, you know, beginner's traps, where you're gonna go through the game for like whatever, like, you know, XCOM 2, there's like, I played for like 20 hours and I'm like, oh, I fucked myself over at like hour 2, so well, restart, and it's fucking like, you know what I mean, so I'm just like overly cautious and just fucking like, yeah, I'm used to, you know, I'm thinking, the game's gonna be actively trying to fuck me over, so I might as well just fucking start it on easy now and not do it on fucking normal, and if it's good enough, I'll go back and play it on normal, like, whatever. But Space Hulk, I mean, there isn't fucking, there's no permadeath, even though I thought there was, for even after I played it for, like, a few games or whatever, a few stages, I'm like, oh, well, my guys are dying, at the end, it's just, like, dead. You know, if they show you stats at the end, if you're one of a few of your Terminators, again, the soldiers, I know it's fucking ridiculous, but the soldiers in the game are called fucking Terminators that you're controlling. If they die, it just says like dead, and it says, oh, they get zero XP, and I just thought like, oh, well, they're gone for good, like that's it, you know. And I thought I was just getting like a replacement to fill them in. I thought like, oh, they're either new or fucking they gave them like some XP to like even it out, but it's not gonna be the same guy, like whatever. I mean, I, you know, again, I had no idea how it was going to work. I'm like, what are there, like, limited reinforcements? Or, like, what? Is it on the side of left side of the screen as you're, like, doing your, setting up your squad? It's like, oh, reinforcements. So, like, swap out this character for that character. Like, whatever. So I had no idea. But, it's not the case. I mean, if they die, I mean, yeah, they get zero XP for the mission, but, other than that, there's no consequences. I mean, they're back for the next one. I mean, you're pretty much like right where you left off from before, you know what I mean? If you fail a mission, there's just no big deal. You just try it again. There's no real penalties, no, you know, you don't even really have to do like the loading and saving or any of that. Just kind of like, oh, whatever, just fucking like start, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you'll fail a mission, then it's like fucking like, some of them have, like, options, too, like split paths, like, oh, do this one, you want to do mission A or mission B, and then fucking, you know, if you do one, it might cut off the other, but it's just fucking, like, I don't know, it's definitely not nearly as, like, fucking brutal as I thought it was gonna be. I mean, they, like, playing the game itself, yeah, it's fucking, like, brutal like that, but I was fucking just thinking, like, ah, oh, is it gonna be, like, ridiculous, like, they're gonna try to fuck me over, but, yeah, so I mean, not only is it kind of forgiving, but from what I can tell, again, from like doing that campaign, I never thought of like, you know, doing a couple missions in campaign one, and then like, you know, all six of them are open at once. You can just do whatever. But I think what you can do is you just fucking, you know, you can play one, you can do a few missions, level your guy up a little bit, then you can back out from like one of the campaigns and like go into another one, do like the early stages of that where it's fucking like easy and whatever, and rank, you know, level your guy up and get more equipment, and then fucking back out. You can just hop back and forth like whatever, like as much as you want, I think. I mean, again, I did that one fucking campaign like straight through, and then it was like fucking, oh, like what happens when you beat one too is just it resets that campaign, so it's just fucking, oh, now I can start from the beginning, you know what I mean, from the same campaign I just beat and just keep going. It just seems like you can just do whatever you want type of deal. It seems like it's more about just fucking like, oh, you know, your guys are just leveling up. You can just whatever, just better survivability, better equipment, and just fucking like the whole game is just fucking like whatever, just play and just do like these campaigns and these missions and whatever. I mean, obviously it gets harder as the campaigns go on, but again, you can just fucking, oh, it's getting a little tough. You can just back out and start another one or go back to one I already did and fucking like whatever. Yeah, just fucking, yeah, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's just, again, it's just not what I expected. I just thought, again, XCOM's my baseline, so. Just like one of those things is fucking like, oh, well, now my guys are all leveled up, and I was blasting through fucking missions that were like hard and like whatever. And again, it's not easy, but if you just take it slow and fucking smart, you can pretty good shot. And just, you know, if I had known that's how the game worked, I probably would have started on normal at least and just fucking said it, you know, rather than doing easy. Cause that, again, you just have so much like wiggle room to fucking level up. And again, it's not like the missions are all cakewalks or anything. I mean, they can get pretty, pretty intense, but you know, so some of them just fucking like stomping right through. It'd be like, oh, like, you know, the mission will be just be like whatever, kill or whatever, survive like, you know, 10 turns. It's just fucking like, well, all right, I'm just gonna fucking set up in this hallway, put everybody on fucking Overwatch, and just, you know, all the fucking enemies just pour in or whatever, and just fucking like, all right, well, after each turn, it was fucking like whatever, just make sure this guy's reloaded, fucking, you know, vent the heat on everybody's weapons you fucking fired, get them reloaded, and just fucking like whatever, set up maybe like two guys having a line of sight, and just go from there, and just fucking like, oh, well, it's pretty easy. I'm not having a tough time with that, and yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's fucking, again, it's not like super easy. It's not like I'm just fucking breezing through. Like, I'm still fucking failing missions. I'm still, you know, guys are still getting killed and shit. But, again, had I known I could have hopped around and just fucking leveled my guys up, probably would have done it on normal, but whatever. There's also like other modes, like other than the campaign, there's one mode called like, just as like roguelike or something like that. And I'm pretty sure, just going by the name, that's fucking, that is like, permadeath and all that bullshit that I was pretty much expecting, like just the regular campaigns to have. But I'm still playing it. Again, I'm still having fun with it, and just, I'm also fucking being reminded that I'm fucking old, because, let me tell you, I mean, I can play games like all day long with a fucking controller, like 24 hours. I have done that. And, you know, I fucking do it quite a bit. Just fucking like, oh, I'm just going to sit here all day and just fucking play, sit here with my fucking controller and just fucking play. And, you know, I'm fine. But, you know, so Space Hulk, you can't really use a controller. You probably wouldn't want to either. You know, it's just a mouse too. It's no, like, you know, it's not like taxing. It's not like fucking, again, it's turn based. It's not real time. So, just clicking like whatever, click, fucking move around and fucking take your time. And you know what I mean? It's like, it'd be fucking fast, like accurate, and just fucking like do whatever you want at your own pace. No rush to it. But, yeah, within fucking 10 minutes of even doing that, it's just fucking, I just start getting like the worst fucking arthritis pains in my hand. I mean, I was just moving the mouse around a little bit, and just fucking my hand just starts fucking cramping and like aching and shit, and it's like a, you know, it's hurting like a motherfucker. It's just like, I don't know, maybe I need like a better mouse or whatever. I actually did fucking order one from like Amazon. It was fucking like whatever. It's like $40. Like, oh, like gaming fucking mouse and keyboard. Like, whatever. I don't know like how good it is. It's one of like the top rated ones. It was only like $40 too for like the set. And it's fucking like kind of like, garish or whatever. It's kind of like fucking douchey. It's fucking like, well, whites up all these colors and blah, blah, blah on the fucking mouse. And I don't know, like whatever. It's just like, yeah, it's probably better than the fucking whatever Acer one and shitty one that came with my computer. So it's like, yeah, that'll probably be better. If in worst course case scenario, it's just like I have a backup one, but it's like, dude, just fucking playing this, like just clicking on the mouse is giving me like this horrible arthritis pains. I'm like, ah, I gotta try something because this hurts, you know what I mean? I've fucking explained my setup with the fucking, the playing like with a keyboard and mouse isn't great. I'm just fucking like laying back against the wall and just fucking using a book and shit, and just again, and plus it's just, I always said it's just fucking, just like the keyboard and the mouse, dude, they're not like fucking meant for that, you know what I mean? It's meant for like typing and just fucking like whatever, doing any kind of like ridiculous like fast clicking and moving around. It's not like ergonomically sound or whatever. Like, it's not meant to be used for gaming, and that, and I'm fucking old and fucking arthritic, and yeah, I gotta do something. I'll try doing that. But I'm going to take an early break so I can take a piss. Keyboards and mice. I had another surprise keyboard and mouse game. I got this game as fucking I get it for free or whatever. Playing on PC, I was just fucking shocked. It doesn't have fucking real controller support. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. It's the old was for I played on original Xbox, I think, first, and it was on like whatever PS2, I think, and like whatever the hell else was out, GameCube, that type of shit. It was pretty much on everything. But I get it on PC, obviously. It's just fucking. If you don't remember them or whatever, if you never played them, they're a third person action platforming game. Games. There's like a trilogy of them. yeah, it's very just like precise. I mean, the thing I can fucking. New Tomb Raiders or Uncharted is pretty much like the parallel I could think of, like the modern one if you've never played these. It just feels so fucking unnatural to play these games with a little fucking controller. You're supposed to use the mouse to control the camera, and just like, what the fuck is this? And like, you fucking move the mouse forward and it zooms in, you move it back, it zooms out. It's like, this is pretty fucked up. And you're using the, you know, the keys, the WASD, WSD to fucking, for movement, like a, you know, again, it makes sense for a fucking first-person shooter type of deal, but it's fucking, dude, trying to do the shit in, like, third-person, it's just so ridiculous, and, like, even trying to make, like, circular motions, and it's just, like, dude, compared to the camera, using those four keys, it's so ridiculous, it's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, like, this fast platforming trying to do this, it reminds me, you know, I talked about, playing, like, those isometric fucking, games like, or like early games on like Rare Replay or whatever, or like any of those old like NES games, like the fucking whatever RC Pro Am or like whatever the fuck else, whatever Snake Rattle and Roll, I guess. I mean, if anything like isometric, like trying to use like even a D-pad is pretty bad, but it's just that type of thing where it's like you gotta think about like, alright, well, where's the camera, and I gotta do like an angle, so now it's like I kinda gotta like roll my fingers from like, you know what I mean, S to W or whatever, and you're not really moving your fingers, but just fucking like so ridiculous, like trying to move, well, you're like pushing a lever in a circle, and it's all you gotta do a circular motion with fucking, you know, these fucking four keys in the shape of like an upside down T. It's just like, dude, this is fucking like absurd. Like, this is fucking insane. This feels so fucking unnatural. And just, you know, after playing for like, whatever, I'm like 75% of the way done with the game, whatever, playing it for like fucking like 6 hours, 7 hours or whatever. It's like, I'm starting to like get a hang of it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm getting used to it, but it's still like, holy shit. And it's like, this is like ridiculous. Why anybody would fucking want to play it like this other than a fucking, with a fucking analog stick and shit. It's fucking like, I don't think anybody does. Not ideal. There's control options in the game, you know what I mean? To fucking like whatever, just like, oh, gamepad. I saw that. I'm like, oh, cool. It's fucking, you know, tried out the Xbox One controller. I had the wired fucking 360 controller. Tried doing that. It doesn't seem like it recognizes a fucking Xbox One controller at all. Like fucking whatever. It's just like, oh, I map the keys, like map movement, map this, and you go to do it. It's just all fucked up. It doesn't work. I mean, the game's like 10 years old, so it's like, yeah, it's understandable. I mean, there weren't any fucking Xbox One controllers at the time, I guess, and maybe why would they go back and like patch that in, I guess. Again, them updating it would be nice, but whatever. I mean, fuck, they don't have to do that, I guess. Try like a 360 controller, just thinking like, oh, you know, does that work? And it kind of works, like you can map the buttons and shit, but it's like, you know, again, you have to manually configure all the buttons, and you know, I did that and I tried playing it, it's like, this still doesn't feel right. It's like fucking, if I move towards the camera, or if I move in any direction other than like straight ahead, it's like fucking the dude starts like walking instead of running, and it's fucking like, I don't know, it's like maybe I missed some of like some option to fucking fix that, like, whatever, and just fucking, I just had to fucking around with it. I'm like, ah, this is gonna suck, but maybe I can make it work, but just fucking make sure I'm running, like, straight ahead, and just, it's like, the very beginning, like, the first few jumps, I just completely fucking miss. I'm just like, dude, fuck this, and just fucking, like, deal with the fucking mouse and keyboard, I guess, just get used to it, and, I checked online to see what the deal is, and, I guess the game only officially supports like one specific fucking random controller, like a fucking Thrustmaster or something or other. It's like fucking that's all the game fucking supports. Like, you know, there's one fucking like a random third party controller, like, oh, you're shit out of luck. You can kind of like fucking configure it yourself, I guess, but, anything else that says may not work fucking properly, and that's like in the official, like, whatever Ubisoft fucking like support thing. It's just fucking weird. I started looking, going down the fucking rabbit hole, just going online for, like, you know, Steam forums, fucking whatever, just searching shit. Just, you know, there's user solutions, like, ah, run fucking Joy to Key and fucking this program and that program and fuck with it and try using this fucking setting and, you know, try to get these, you know, do this to fucking get the Xbox controller fucking working properly. And again, one of those things is fucking, like, I talked about it before, like, you know, it's whatever, I was playing, like, other shit, and I'm, like, fucking, like, ah, you know, take the time to fucking do this and fucking do it, you know, make it work by fucking running, like, Joy to Key and fucking, like, whatever, X-Pad and all that bullshit. And I'm sure if I sat there and I did it, I mean, I could make it work, and it'd be fine, and just fucking, like, for the, you know, it'd work all right, you know what I mean, but just fucking, like, I just ended up saying, like, fuck it. I just, at that point, I'm like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, you know, as much as it's kind of cool that you can do that and make shit work, that wouldn't work before and, like, all that. Again, I've done it before. I'm just like, dude, I just want to fucking play this game. Like, I don't want to fuck with this shit. I don't want to tinker with this fucking bullshit for hours, so... fuck it. I just started playing with the mouse and keyboard. I'm like, dude, let's just, whatever. I'll deal with it. So, Prince of Persia, I fucking played, even with the fucking mouse and the keyboard and shit, and some fucking bullshit controls that would drive me nuts, still fucking love these, you know, I still love that, I still love Sands of Time, I still love all those fucking games, again, there were those, three OG Xbox ones, the way I played them anyways, you know, Sands of Time, The Warrior Within, and I think, The Two Thrones, I think those are the three, yeah, I mean, they fucking blew my mind back in the day, and just, the platforming and the combat, and, you know, it's got, like, a time rewind mechanic, it's just fucking fantastic. I mean, there's nothing like it before, and, you know, from what I've played, it still fucking holds up, like incredibly well. I mean, to give you an idea, is if you haven't played, you should fucking play them, first of all, and try to get them, whatever. If you're going to play them on PC, maybe, you know, you won't be as fucking forgiving. I wanted to say it like the first time, just say fuck it and play with the mouse and the keyboard, try to get something to work. But, or just play it on like a console or whatever. But, yeah, just fucking, you know, they also had like a reboot on, Xbox 360 that was just called Prince of Persia, and that was kind of different. It was like more like a cartoony art style. I even like that too, so I fucking all the fucking past four of them, there's another one too, whatever, but I mean, this is the fucking the original trilogy is so fucking good. And the there was that you know the original like first Prince of Persia, I didn't like. I mean, I played it when I was really young. It's for like whatever, like fucking Apple 2, you know, I don't think it was on Apple 2GS, but it was on like fucking like whatever, like old school computers. It's like an old school fucking 2D. I hated the fucking, like a rotoscoped platform, right? I hated that fucking movement. Like, I don't know, fucking other games like that, like fucking Flashback or Out of This World, like that type of deal. I hate that shit. It's pretty, you know, again, compared to like Mario or any of those fucking console platformers, fucking playing that shit was just like, dude, this controls just like dog shit. And people like it. I don't know. Some people did like that. I don't know why. Again, I played it when I was the original one when I was young. And I tried to give it a few more tries. They re-released it on fucking Xbox 360, and again, because I love the fucking the newer ones in quotes, like the original Xbox One so much. I'm like, fucking, I'll try playing the actual, like, first one. And it's pretty bad. I couldn't fucking stand it. But I think that was just fucking really confusing. I just fucking rambled about, like, fucking, like, six games in, like, a minute. But well, I was focused on The Sands of Time, that the one I'm playing. that was free on Uplay for Ubisoft's having like a Ubisoft, I don't know. But anyway, they're having a 30th anniversary, like whatever, like celebration, whatever the fuck. Whether they're giving away a free game every month or something like that. So just if you have Uplay, I mean, you should have Uplay or whatever. You know, I don't know why you want it. I heard people complaining too, like fucking hearing, like, oh, this is what they're doing. They're giving away a free game every month. And you read these fucking comments, like, oh, too bad it's on Uplay, not on Steam. Oh, fucking, if it's not on Uplay, nobody's going to care. It's, why? I mean, what was that? Fucking, like, whatever. I mean, I use Steam all the time. It's just a fucking, like, platform to fucking launch games for them. Does it matter? I mean, it's just fucking, you know, you can make a folder just called games, just fucking put like shortcuts to like whatever other server, like whatever services or games themselves. Like it doesn't matter. It's not like fucking you run Steam and just fucking that magically makes games fucking run better or anything. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking like GOG, like GOG. Like they actually have like old games that they go to, like, you know, they put that extra effort into to fucking make them run on like a modern machine and shit. Steam doesn't even do that. They have fucking games on there. You can fucking buy like older games. They just won't play. It's just like, I don't know. Fuck it. It just doesn't work. I mean, just fucking put it up there. Like, you know what I mean? People act like Steam's like some fucking magical fucking thing. It's just a fucking platform you run games in. Whatever. But anyway, yeah, on Uplay. Yeah. So yeah, every month they're giving away a free game. So it's, again, one of those things, I'm not going to remind you every fucking month, like, oh, go check this game out. I mean, I might mention it, but I want to count on it. And, you know, I'm sure most of them are probably going to be Tom Clancy games I already have, I'm sure. But whatever, free games on Uplay. Sands of Time, I don't know when it ends or whatever, but check it out. Right, this is getting way fucking off topic and whatever. Sands of Time, still excellent. Again, fucking mouse and keyboard, shitty controls at all. Just fucking, you know, game looks great. Fucking, it's a nice fucking fluid animation. It's a good flow to the combat. It's kind of reminds me of like the Arkham, like the Batman Arkham games, where you're fighting groups of dudes. You can fucking block them and parry them and flip over their heads and shit. You can fucking like bounce back and forth between one and the other, which, you know what I mean? Fucking like, oh, this guy's fucking blocking, you know, hit this guy, hit the other guy, and just, other like special moves. It's like, oh, you have like a dagger, you can fucking stab somebody, it turns them into like sand, they'll like fly back in slow motion, then you can just kill them that way. But if you just knock them to the ground, you gotta use the dagger to like stab them, like you do like a little like backflip and you fucking stab them. That's the way you kill them, otherwise they're just gonna fucking keep getting up, you know. They're like fucking like some weird like zombie sand guys. You know, you have to, you know, it's just like cool fucking, you know, you get a lot of like cool, like slow motion, like cinematic things. It just looked fucking super cool. It's just fucking, again, it's a lot of like the effects and shit. It's not like overused, like, you know, a lot of games would come after it and be like fucking like, oh, like QTEs and just fucking like, you know, overuse all this fucking, all these effects and shit. It's just fucking like, playing it again. It's not like fucking like, again, comparing like the combat to like the Arkham games or whatever, like the Batman games, like that seems like more, I wouldn't even say like more polished, but just more like, I don't know how to explain it, like more like fluid maybe, but less like the Prince of Persia combat. So like, it can be like frustrating because it's so like fucking like precise, I guess. Like, I don't think like Batman is that, but you kind of like go in and like button mash your way and just fucking like, oh, I take a bunch of hits and just fucking like back off and do that. And like, Prince of Persia is like the same thing, but it's just fucking like so precise. It's like if you get hit, you really get fucked up. You only have, you know, you can rewind time and shit and just like, I don't know. It's just fucking, it's really good. That's all I can say. The game's really good. And the combat and just, it's actually difficult. It's just one thing I noticed is fucking like, wow, if I fuck up, I mean, they're not afraid to just fucking throw me in here and I'll fucking have a good chance of getting fucked up and I'm going to fucking die. I'm just got to keep restarting. It's like almost like that other game there, Dark Souls, kind of. Kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Where it's like you got to be fucking on point and fucking one mistake is going to fuck you up. I mean, the platforming and shit, that's still, like, ridiculously good. It's, again, I'm trying to think back of just, like, fucking, like, this, like, how, like, influential the game was. I mean, this is fucking just, like, I don't know what fucking year it came out or whatever, but I was so fucking, like, blown away just by it. I'm not a fucking fact checker, but, I mean, it just came out well before the fucking, the first Tomb Raider reboot, you know what I mean? I forget what they call it, like fucking like Anniversary and all that shit. I think pretty sure those came out before fucking Uncharted, and Uncharted ripped that off. I mean, this is just like sands of time. It's like this Prince of Persia like trilogy or whatever. It's just like the template for all that shit. I mean, then like whatever Tomb Raider ripped that off and fucking like whatever, but it's still so good. It's just like, you know, it's just fucking. You look at that, and it's like, well, fucking, you know, those games must be better than because they came after. It's like, yeah, not really. It's just the way the game's, like, set up and just, like, the flow of it is so, like, pure. It's, like, the purest form of, like, that type of, like, platforming and, like, whatever, action and shit. So, like, even, like, whatever, you're, like, not even, like, escort. Like, you have a companion, like, this broad, this fucking, like, princess that's with you. And it's fucking, like, this is, it fucking reminds me of, like, fucking, like Uncharted, like fucking, oh, it's so great. Their relationships are so great and blah, blah, blah. And just like, wow, it's so like, everyone's like blown away by all this shit and fucking like, or whatever. Oh, you get to fucking like Ellie and the Last of Us. You fucking, your companion, she fucking follows you around. She helps you out. And I'm just like, dude, well, you ever played this game called fucking Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time that came out like fucking 10 years ago? Cause I'd say it's fucking, this is even better. Again, it's fucking, it's more like basic and like pure. Like it's fucking not like, you know what I mean? It's not like bloated with fucking like cutscenes and bullshit. It's just fucking just like such a pure, just fucking platforming. And just like, oh, it's just like when I think of like whatever Uncharted or fucking Tomb Raider or something, it's fucking like when I think of like the best parts of like Tomb Raider and Uncharted and shit, it's like fucking like that's just like the entire game. You know what I mean? It's fucking like the, or like, you know, even like the puzzles and shit. You know, it's like the best part of like Uncharted, like fucking the puzzles and the set pieces and doing this and this. Like this is, that's just like fucking whatever, a stage of like Prince of Persia. You know what I mean? I think Prince of Persia is like fucking better just because it's, again, it's not like fucking like they're not stopping for a fucking, you know, 10-minute cutscene or fucking, oh, it's fucking cut to like, fucking take a break to fucking, you know, have this long conversation. It's just fucking like everything just flows so fucking good. And it's just fucking so like, so good. Yeah, it's just fucking, you know, the timing, just the flow of this, the shit you pull off is fucking so crazy and just like, so satisfying, you know what I mean? Again, it's not like automatic bullshit platforming. Yeah, close enough, we're gonna fucking reach out a hand and make, you know, cheat it and make it. It's like, no, you still gotta. I mean, it's fucking not like incredibly like difficult, but it's like fucking like, ah, you have to fucking do the shit right. You gotta time it right. You gotta fucking figure this shit out and like go. And there's a lot of fucking ways you're gonna die, but you know, if you fucking just pay attention and fucking you're on point, like it's satisfying. It's so good. The fucking Sands of Time, Prince of Persia is a really good fucking game. It's like, as I'm playing, I'm like, wow, I'm still like fucking blown away just like how good, how well it holds up and what a good fucking game it is. And just like, I think when it came out, it was just so revolutionary and just one of those games where everybody loved it and, you know, for good reason. And then like, again, this is like two generations ago. I'm talking like PS2, original fucking Xbox, and even like the generation after that, like fucking, you know, the 360 and shit. I mean, people were still like kind of like, oh yeah, I remember those games. They're pretty good and fucking like, oh, it still holds up, still good. And then like now, like whatever, like 10, however many years later, fucking it, you know, more than that, probably like 12, maybe even 15 years later. You don't hear anybody fucking talking about it. It's like fucking just like, for whatever reason, like, I don't know, like fucking just like that era too, like that PS2 era is kind of that weird place of like fucking like, yeah, it's not old enough to be like really like, retro and just fucking kind of like shit still like kind of almost like copying from a lot of that shit. Again, it's just like fucking like, oh, well, I played, you know, the new Uncharted and fucking like, oh, well, look at the graphics. Like, why would I go back to fucking Sands of Time or like whatever? But it's like, it's still like amazing just like how much like these two are similar and like in some ways fucking Sands of Time is fucking better than that. You know what I mean? So for whatever reason, I'd say, the Sands of Time have not been kind to the Sands of Time. And it's, again, I fucking highly suggest checking it out. If you've never played it or whatever, if you have, just fucking go back to it and just fuck around with it and be like, dude, holy shit. Like, this is still like amazing. Just like how well, like the animations hold up and everything, just how fucking tight everything is, really good. And again, fucking free on Uplay if it still is. Like, I'm not sure exactly if it's still free, but whatever. So whatever, I'm like 75% complete with that. That actually might be like one of the first fucking reviews I've written for forever, just because I'm just like, wow, this is just fucking something else, just fucking playing this. I'll move on from that to talked about Lawbreakers. I signed up for the alpha for Lawbreakers. It's Cliffy B's new online shooter. Guy helped make Gears of War. So I finally get my email. I got in, and it's an alpha, and it's also one of those timed alphas that I fucking hate. You know what I mean? It'll be like, oh, it's only available for a fucking weekend or like whatever, and you only play during these certain times of the day. And because I work nights and I have like weird days off. It's like I never have, it's never like on when I have fucking time to play it. But it started at like noon, so I'm like, if it's not like noon, it's like Saturday or something, I'm like fucking like, I can play for like an hour or two and just like whatever before you go to sleep, that's fine. So, so Lawbreakers, it's an online shooter, if I haven't said that. Pretty typical. I mean, the mode I play, I think there's only one mode available as far as I don't know if they fucking like switch it out during the day, which I couldn't play, but during the two days I played for like an hour or two each day, there's only one mode they had. It's called like Overcharge, I think. It's more or less Capture the Flag. The only little difference is instead of a flag, it's a battery thing that fucking spawns in the middle of the map, and both teams try to go to the middle and pick it up. Then once you have it, you got to bring it back to your base, and it starts like charging up. Unless the other team can get it back, they got to like, there's like a shield over it. You got to shoot the shield and fucking grab it and run back. Then once you have it at your base for a certain amount of time and it charges up, and fucking like that team gets a point, and you just got to do that, and then it resets in the middle and is neutral again, and first team to get 2 points wins. I mean, that's the match. Kind of weird. I don't know. Whatever. So you have different classes you can pick from. I think there were four. So it's not like a straight up like arena shooter or anything. It's not like that balance. Just everybody starts the same. You got to pick your classes. It was almost like one of those newfangled hero shooters, they call them, like Overwatch. Yeah. Each class is like a unique weapon, a couple of abilities, and an ultimate. Not unlike Overwatch. You get like the rocket guy, the fucking machine gun guy, the melee ninja, like that shit. Again, like Overwatch. One of the unique things in the game that they're playing up, which again, I don't know how like unique it is, but on the map to certain areas that are low gravity, like in the middle of the map, that you'll see like a fucking like swirly fucking area where there's really low gravity. So if you jump in there, it's fucking like, oh, well, now you're kind of like floating and shit. And if you jump, you'll go like 50 feet in the air and fucking float back down and shit. Again, it's like, it's kind of cool. And it's like, I kind of remember that shit from like, Halo, you know what I mean? Like Halo 3, I think, or like maybe like Reach, where it's like, there's these low gravity fields and you go outside in space and that type of thing. And I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter how unique it is, I guess. Or it definitely wasn't the first, but I mean, it's like, here's my hook. And it's like, I don't know. So played it for a few hours and just kind of like, I don't know, I'm just not particularly impressed. And it's just, Yeah, again, I don't want to be like too down on it because it's, you know, it's just an alpha, like whatever. Again, just that one game mode and fucking whatever. It's still like classes aren't balanced and like whatever. It's an alpha. I mean, they can change shit and make it better. And but it's one of those deals where just fucking like just the core of the game and just like the style of it. Just seems kind of like cheesy and just generic. And I thought it felt slow, and just the characters and the abilities and shit weren't that really fun or interesting to use. Just fucking, I don't know. Just again, it's just hard not to compare it to Overwatch, which again, not completely fair, because fucking Overwatch is a complete, you know, finished game. It's, you know, and Lawbreak is an alpha or whatever, but just like just on like the core level of like just playing the game, they're so similar, and just Overwatch is just so polished, and just, you know, it feels fucking amazing to play, like, you know what I mean, like comparing them, just fucking just whatever, just running and shooting and shit, like that type of deal. It's just like Overwatch is so fucking so polished, you know what I mean. And again, yeah, alpha, it's an alpha, and fucking just like, you know, I'm just talking like just the core of it, you know what I mean? Just Lawbreak is just isn't close. I don't know how they can fix that, you know what I mean? Like how they can fix the core of the game, or like whatever you want to call it, like the game, like the feel of the game or whatever, just the game feel, whatever the fuck. So it's just like, look, it's like just thinking of the ways that they could like polish it up and make it like, you know what I mean? Just fucking add this and add that and whatever, more game modes or whatever. It's not going to matter. It's just like, I don't know. Oh yeah. I don't know what they can do. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, and at that point it's like, why bother? Why not just play Overwatch? And yeah, I'm trying not to sound like a dick. It's just, that was my takeaway from it. I mean, there's so many fucking competitive shooters out there, and so unless you can make like whatever, do something unique, or like make like a niche. I mean, I don't know how they're going to be like successful with it. You know what I mean? So you got your Halo, you know, Halo 5 is just like fucking like, oh, this is like the pinnacle of like the console arena shooter. You know what I mean? And it's fucking Rainbow Six. It's just, they got like that tactical indoor kind of realistic shit down, and then like Battlefield its own thing, like its own like large scale, like, you know, kind of realistic fucking bullet drop arcade, but also kind of like arcadey and over the top type thing. And again, like Call of Duty, like whatever, and fucking like Overwatch is like that class based like hero shooter, like objective based thing, you know. They got that nailed. And yeah, I mean, it's fucking like, I don't know, it's just like, well, why play this, you know? It fucking just feels like it's not its own thing, and it's not going overstepping anything else that's fucking pretty established at this point. So I don't know. I think like the whole pitch for fucking Lawbreakers is fucking like, wow, this is, you know, if Overwatch is fucking Street Fighter or whatever, fucking Lawbreakers is going to be Mortal Kombat. And you know, just the tone of Lawbreakers is fucking, it's just not really doing it for me. I didn't find it particularly gory or like dark or anything like that. It's not, you know, it's not like fucking Gears of War or fucking Mortal Kombat. So, I mean, I don't know. It almost feels like fucking if, you know, Overwatch is like Street Fighter, then fucking, Lawbreakers is like Street Fighter 5. If you get that. So I don't know. Again, I hope it shapes up. I was looking forward to it. It was, you know, I kind of wish it was like free to play or something. And that's how they originally planned it. Like, oh, it's going to be a free to play shooter, like whatever. Like then it'd be like, yeah, whatever. I mean, they can fucking just open it up. Like, not even do like an alpha. Just like, oh, whatever. It's free to play. Yeah, it's rough right now, but just fucking like play it, fuck around, and as we, you know, play it, and then we'll put out patches. We'll work on it. But you know, fucking sort out the, not even bugs, but just like fucking, like, I have people give you feedback. If everybody can give you fucking feedback and like whatever, and just like do it like that. But, yeah, but then they scrap that. They're like, no, it's going to be a full fucking game, like whatever. And just, again, playing the alpha now, I'm like, I don't know if I want to fucking, if I'd pay for this, then like, yeah, I mean, you know, fuck the alphas, the betas, the early, you know, the early access, whatever. Just, you know, again, just fucking put it out as is, and just be like, yeah, we're working on it, but fucking just play it. We just want as much fucking feedback as possible, and just fucking like whatever we got to do, we'll do. It's just tough. I mean, again, they sent me like a fucking survey. I pretty much said what I said here in the survey and just fucking like whatever. Just, you know, dude, like, you should probably be fucking free to play. And it's like a lot of the things in the survey were like fucking, you know, oh, how much did you pay for this game in early access and blah, blah, blah. It's like, nah, I don't know. Dude, I don't know if that's a good idea, period, even fucking doing that. Just, I don't know. So I'm down in it right now. Again, they said like fucking, oh, we're gonna have more alphas and like whatever, like I'll fuck around with it for like a couple more hours and see like whatever, if they add more like game modes and see if they can fix some of the shit. Or again, I just don't know how you can fix like that core feel of the game. I don't know, but hopefully it gets better, but whatever. Again, it's just tough. I mean, fucking Overwatch is a fucking giant, and it's fucking, you know, again, massive budget, fucking super polished, you know what I mean? Blizzard game, and then fucking just Lawbreakers just kind of feels like a fucking poor man's Overwatch, pretty much. So, yeah, speaking of that, let's do the Overwatch corner. Got to be used to this by now, whether you like it or not. But more specifically, let's talk about, I'll keep talking about competitive Overwatch. Just yeah, I keep playing that because I want my golden axe so I can defeat Death Adder and pop out of some Sega fucking arcade machines. But it turns out what I thought was, I was saying, like, oh, I need, like, these 200 competitive points to get one of the golden weapons. I thought it was 200, but it turns out it's 300. I had that wrong, so I'm at, like, whatever, like, 55 now. I'm just, like, thinking about getting that, like, all those fucking wins, you know what I mean? It's just, like, I don't know, probably not. I'm probably not going to be able to get that, and I don't know how long this fucking season lasts or whatever. Like, it's all separated into fucking seasons, and they take a break between fucking seasons. And it's just like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's in my cards for this fucking season, you know? But I think, or I fucking hope it's, I hope at least it's fucking, you know, the competitive points, like, carry over and into, you know, the next season's coming up. Otherwise, it's a pretty fucking ridiculous fucking grind if they expect you to just fucking play for, like, ever, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm down for that. You know, again, I like the game, but it's fucking, like, I'm playing, and it's fucking, like, just, like, I don't know, after a while, it's, like, I don't know if I can just keep doing this just to fucking try to earn these fucking points. Yeah, just give a quick update on the competitive mode itself. I was complaining about it fucking last week, like, this feels like, you know what I mean, it feels kind of bullshit, people are fucking, like, leaving or whatever, and I feel like they fucking ranked me way too high, and I'm just fucking, like, getting on this fucking loss streak, and it just sucks, and the games are fucking, a lot of the games are fucking blowouts, and they don't feel fucking fair, and, like, whatever. As it turns out, I guess I'm not the only one that was complaining about that. I guess just flicking through again. I'm not fucking like deep in the community. I'm not like fucking on the Blizzard forums, like, or like Reddit or whatever the fuck. But it's just like fucking like, oh, I'll watch like fucking like a video or something, or like, you know, read a story and just fucking like read the comments and just I guess there's been, you know, quite a bit of fucking nerd rage saying it's broken, and again, too many quitters. People are pissed about the rankings, and you know, they're not doling out fucking XP like correctly and like whatever. Or ranking points, like that shit, and just I keep hearing a lot of shit, and just to the point that fucking, I guess Blizzard came out and just pretty much said, yeah, I mean, there's some fucked up shit going on, and we're, you know, working on fixing it, and just fucking pretty much like, sorry, you know what I mean? Like, we get it. It's pretty fucked up. You know what I mean? So again, not just me. It wasn't just me being a fucking faggot. It was a lot of other people not happy with it. Which is cool. I mean, but just looking through some of the comments and just, you know, what people are complaining about. I just hope they don't take things like too far. You know what I mean? It's one thing. It's just like that balance of like, they made a game, like this is what they wanted to be, and just people just fucking bitch about anything. And you gotta strike that balance. But you know, I hope they don't fucking. Blizzard's not like fucking, oh, well, we're just gonna whatever, like make it like whatever, like so easy. Or just again, like the ranking, like that ranking system where you go up and down if you win or lose, like whatever. Like, I love that, as long as the fucking games are like even, where it's like fucking like, oh shit, I went on like a fucking whatever, four game fucking losing streak, that sucks. Now I'm down, and my level's down so much that you're gonna fucking play and just like, oh, well, maybe I, you know, I probably shouldn't have lost like those last couple, and now I'm fucking like. You know what I mean? Now I'm down in this bracket where it's like I'm a fucking like god. I'm fucking going around murdering people, and it's fucking like, well, now I'm gonna rank up a little bit, and fucking then it starts evening out, and that's where you get like the 50 whatever, the 50-50 win loss, and it's fucking like where you sit. You know what I mean? So you'll fucking struggle to get up fucking to the next rank, but fucking, you know what I mean? It's always like a fairly even fucking balance. You know what I mean? So again, I just hope they don't fucking take shit too far. And just, you know, not to say that, you know, what I'm bitching about is more important than other people's problems or anything like that. But you know, there's a lot of, you know, I just hear a lot of fucking like, oh, my teammates suck or whatever. Like that's a complaint, or you know, or I should be higher rank, and you know, I shouldn't be able to go down in rank, and you know, or like. You know, only your kill death ratio should matter, and not if you win. Like, winning shouldn't matter. It just should be like how good you do, and just like that, you know, that type of shit. And just again, like I said, I'm used to the fucking this type of ranking system from fucking Halo. And you know, you win, you go up; you lose, you go down. And it, you know, it's a team based game. You know, it absolutely is. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not a fucking arena shooter. It's not fucking, all right, everyone's a fucking balanced fucking. It's not like everybody's the same shit, and you're not playing fucking team deathmatch, and, you know, kill-death ratio means fucking jack shit if you're not, you know, if you're not working with your team, or, you know, you're not playing towards the objective. Like, we just fucking, like, oh, you and some other idiots fucking off to the side, you know, fighting, and you're just fucking sitting there, and, you know what I mean, just fucking going for kills by yourself, and, like, nobody else is fucking near you, and just fucking not near the objective. Like, that's, you're not doing anything. I mean, winning should be like fucking, like, you know, most, like the vast majority of fucking, you know, your standings, your ranking, like, should be dependent on winning. Cause again, team based game is fucking, how do you play in the team? Like, how do you work to fucking, with your team to fucking win or lose, you know? how well you did, you know, like how you measure that, like how many people you killed, like whatever. I mean, That's kind of minor. Again, it's just fucking, I mean, you could not get a kill the single, you know, not get a single kill, like, all fucking game, but you're still, like, you know, if you're baiting half the team into fucking going after you, like, fucking, like, oh, whatever, I'm fucking, I burst through their fucking defenses, and I fucking, like, made it behind them, and I'm just gonna sit here, you know what I mean? I'll sit here with my fucking, or just fucking run around and have them chase me, and fucking, you know, half the team's chasing me, and that should make it so the rest of the team that's fucking pushing the front can fucking go out, you know what I mean, can go and push and get the objective. Like, that's like, that's huge, you know what I mean? But how do you measure that? Like, how do you say, like, that's like in a number value, like what you did? Like, you can't, you know? You can't really track the type of thing with stats, but I mean, that what you did could fucking lead to the win. You know what I mean? That's why you did it. Yes, it's not. Yeah, I understand. It's not easy for a game with so many different characters to like have like an accurate like skill ranking, or skill rating, or whatever. Like, you know, you might pick a hero that, you know, pick a character. You're fucking, I'm like, I'm not good with this guy, but this is who we need right now. And, you know, the rest of my team, like, doesn't see it and they're not picking it, like, whatever. So, but, I mean, you pick it and you fucking get destroyed and, like, whatever. It's like, fucking, like, oh, well, now my fucking, whatever. I had terrible stats this game, but it was what I had to do. You know, I personally got destroyed, but fucking, again, one of those things, like, fucking, is just what needed to happen to even give us a chance, you know? But then what? You know, how would that affect your ranking? You know what I mean? How would that affect your fucking competitive ranking or whatever? Yeah, it's not like a simple fucking arena shooter, like, you know, deathmatch type of thing. Yeah, so it's not that cut and dry. It's just, you know, your rank just being like an overall number of pure wins to losses, you know, compared to other people and, you know, where they sit and their fucking ranking. Like, that's what makes the most sense. I mean, that's the only way it's going to work. Again, you heard me bitching about, oh, I get placed too high and I'm having this fucking string of fucking horrible losses and shit and I'm getting steamrolled and, you know, that fucking sucks. And, it seemed after a while, I mean, fucking now, it's like, ah, it seems to have fucking balanced out for the most part. I mean, I was fucking complaining, like, ah, I have like two-fifths fucking wins to losses instead of like 50-50. I mean, that shouldn't fucking happen. And now fucking whatever, it evened out. Like, now I'm almost 50-50 again. Again, it's just fucking, it's one of those things where I probably should have known better again from like the Halo days or whatever. Like, it does take a while to fucking for that shit to even out as more people play and they win, they move up, they move down, and everyone kind of like settles in. Yeah, so I guess like the first week or in particular the first like few days, like that was really fucking rough, you know. Again, something I probably should have thought of, but yeah, it does happen at first. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm certainly not getting any fucking better at the game, I'll tell you that much, but I mean, fucking just like, again, as the rankings, like the overall fucking rankings for that shit fucking even out, you know, you wind up where you do. If the ranking system's decent, and it seems to be decent. I did have this idea for maybe a better system. I mean, I don't know how well it would play out, but I'm just fucking brainstorming here to solve the problem of having, like, you know, multiple characters and fucking, you know, maybe you're better with this one than that one, and it's fucking like, and rather than just having to be like, oh, I'm just gonna play the dudes I'm fucking best at, and oh shit, somebody else on my team is like picking something that now it's not great. And so I was thinking, instead of having just like one rank, you know what I mean? Why not have like a rank for every character, like whatever, like, oh, I'm a fucking level 35 fucking Tracer and a level fucking 20 Genji, like whatever. So, I mean, like before you like start a match or before you even start like searching, like, oh, you know, pick my character, then I search and fucking, you know what I mean? My character is this level and, maybe you'd have to do like, all right, I want to pick this guy on offense and this one for defense. You know what I mean? And maybe like whatever, you know, just go and maybe like even those two characters out and like just search that way. And, but again, you'd be leveling up, only whatever character you're playing, you know what I mean? It'd be like a separate thing, whatever. Then you search and it pairs you up with a team according to your skill and fucking, you know, and then like, plus it'd have to be like, match make like the, you know, the team makeup. So it's not just fucking, I want to be like stupid, like, you know, when before you start a game, it tells you like those little tips on the side, like, oh, there's too many tanks, not enough this, not enough that, like whatever, just like, even it out. So like, fucking, all right, well, just like, it's a decent team and just like, just go, you know? So you're not fucking around with people like doing like stupid picks and shit. Cause, you know, again, you start a game with random people and it gives you that shit anyway. So why not just fucking, just take care of that right off the bat. Just fucking do it like automatically, so people aren't fucking making a bunch of dumb picks. Yeah, I mean, that cut out like being able to switch like mid match. You know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh well, fucking, oh, I want to pick this guy because this, you know, this other person switched to that. I mean, whatever. But it, it's not like there's really any, like, straight, like, hard counters to fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, like, oh, 100% of the time this person's going to be that fucking person, like, just because of the character they picked. I mean, like, anybody can kill anybody under the right fucking circumstances, you know what I mean? And again, it's if you're doing it ranked, so it's fucking matching you up according to your fucking skill level. I mean, the right system in there wouldn't be a problem. I don't know. It's a fucking random idea. You know, it'd be, again, quite a fucking radical change, I guess. But let me know what you think, Blizzard. Hit me up, podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I also had a pretty good win streak that lifted up my spirits after after that fucking loss and just being like down and shit. I was just gonna say like, ah, fuck this shit, fuck fucking competitive Overwatch, this shit blows. After losing losing fucking four or five games and like winning one, then like going on like another like fucking three or four fucking losing streak. I'm like, dude, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was just like, you know what I mean? It said like, just a really good fucking win streak. I was just, it was a couple games just like, wow, holy shit. I just fucking like tore it up. Like that was ridiculous. It's really good games. One match, I'm playing fucking Mercy. I'm fucking flying all around the map, fucking healing, fucking resin, and, just right at the right time, just fucking, damage boosting everybody. It's one of those deals of fucking like, it's like, my team's not that great. I'm fucking working my ass off. I'm fucking keeping them all alive. I'm, flying in the air with, there's a Pharaoh up there getting shot the fuck up. I'm fucking just flying to her and fucking, floating there and fucking damage boosting her so she can get fucking one of the fucking five rockets she's off, fucking actually hit somebody and just fucking like healing her, keeping her alive and just fucking, floating the fuck back down to fucking the D.Va who's getting shot the fuck up and just like, 100%, working my ass off, keeping her alive and, making her a shitty fucking, weapons actually, hurt for her a little bit and fucking, now she's getting shot up, fucking switching, just fucking floating around, four people are fucking dead, go in the middle, fucking res them back up and fuck, it's fucking like crazy, just fucking like, wow, I'm fucking like ridiculous. I mean, not to say like, again, it's not like fucking like, I didn't get a fucking play of the game or anything, but it's like, dude, if I wasn't there, if I wasn't on point like that, like, this whole team just would have been fucked. We just would have get fucking steamrolled, because pretty sure I fucking, like, healed, like, all of you, like, for just so many times, you guys just would have get fucked up, and I was just fucking, Jesus Christ. Another match, I'm fucking, it was Torbjorn, the fucking dude who fucking puts the turrets down, and again, teams just seems to be getting fucking rocked, and fucking just you see fucking just immediately as the game starts, just fucking a bunch of skulls everywhere, everyone's just getting fucking rolled over, and and then fucking, they'd fucking roll through, and they'd just fucking just, they'd break through our fucking, like, defensive line or whatever, and just run right into my fucking turret. I mean, just fucking, and I'd be fucking shooting them, fucking, backing off, shooting them with a little nail gun thing. And again, supposedly that, keep hearing all the turrets are fucking super easy to deal with, according to all the fucking, the fake fucking internet pros, I was just fucking sitting there backing up, fucking, turrets fucking doing damage, getting a couple kills and fucking get destroyed. I just back up, build another and fucking, they get fucking stuffed by that one. And it's fucking like, they fucking keep going up, pop my fucking ultimate, get a fucking dozen kills and fucking keep getting, getting harassed by a tracer who's fucking like, backing off and fucking whatever, going around corners and shit and throwing pulse bombs up, build another one and just, again, it's like, the one who's fucking bothering me back here in the fucking turret is this fucking tracer who my team just keeps letting fucking just go right through and just fucking like whatever. No one on my team can fucking deal with her and just fucking like, whatever, she fucked my shit up and just, shoot her a couple times, make her back up, just fucking stop, rebuild the turret and, put it up near the fucking objective and just, hold like fucking like the entire four or five of their people are on the objective getting it. And just fucking my turret just fucking tearing them to fucking like shreds. You know what I mean? And again, I don't want to say like fucking, I won the match or anything like that. Just fucking, I will say the other team was so fucking pissed at me that, you know, when it was their turn to defend the point, it's just like they all just picked fucking Torbjorn. It's like six of them, all of them just fucking like, they must have just been like, this guy's a fucking dick. He just murdered all of us, like the entire fucking match. Now we're all just going to switch to him because that shit must just be like ridiculous. And it's funny. So they all fucking put up their turrets and just fucking like, we just fucking rolled right the fuck through them. And just like 30 seconds, we get to the objective and just fucking killed them. So that was me. That was my like one or two games of like, oh man, I'm fucking, wow, I just fucking tore it up pretty good. That was Overwatch. I guess that's the show too. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. And too much. Even this week, I'm like, what am I going to be doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to finish up fucking Prince of Persia. I'll probably play more Overwatch and maybe some Space Hulk. And I don't know. I'll figure something out. I always do. Somehow talk about bullshit for an hour. As boring as it might be. Hey, I've been doing it for a fucking year. So there. That's it. That was the year anniversary of Grunt Free Press podcast and whatever. As usual, go fuck yourself for another year. Test, test, grunt-free press, test, 1, 2, check, check.